Hello, one and all. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to Inspiration Sounds and to more stories from the heart of the world. This is episode 49. We have two stories for you this week, of course all written by Sri Chinmoy, many of which were childhood stories that he himself heard as a young boy in India. So he does not claim to be the sole author on many of these tales. Rather, they have been handed down through the generations, and he has his own retelling of them for you. Anyway, this week, two stories. The first, Why the Sun Shines in England, and I'm very curious to know the answer to that one myself. And secondly, Dream, You Have Opened My Eyes, But Broken My Heart. A rather sad and melancholic tale, but one with a very important message, so stick around for that one. I'm glad you could join me. I'm Budsamudra. This is Inspiration Sounds. Why the Sun Shines in England, written by Sri Chinmoy, dramatized by Budsamudra Knox. Once an English officer came to an Indian village. This particular village was fortunate to have a few well-educated people, some of whom knew English quite well. One day, when the English officer had come to visit the village chief, two men came to the chief to make complaints against each other. The first man said,
"Sir, I bought a plot of land from this man, and I was cultivating it to grow paddies. While digging, I came across some gold coins buried in the ground."
The chief asked,
So what is the problem then?"
The man continued,
"I am telling him to take the gold coins because they don't belong to me. I bought the land only, but I didn't buy the gold coins."
The second man spoke up.
"Oh, sir, how can I take the gold coins? When I sold him the land, whatever was inside it became his. The gold coins belong to him, so I can't take them. If I take them, it will be all deception."
The first one said the same.
"If I take the coins, sir, it will be all deception on my part, since I didn't pay for the gold coins."
In this way, both of them were arguing in front of the chief. The chief finally said,
"Your argument will never come to an end."
Both of the parties asked,
"Chief, then do you have a solution?"
"Yes."
To the first man, the chief said,
"Do you have a son?"
"Yes,"
replied the man.
"And do you have a daughter?"
the chief asked the second man.
"Oh, yes, I do."
"Then," declared the chief, "it is very easy. I am giving the gold coins to you for your daughter. Your daughter and his son will get married. Then, as a dowry, your daughter will bring the money to her husband's home. There, very happily, they will live."
Both men thanked the chief deeply.
"Oh, chief, your wisdom has saved us. We shall definitely listen to your advice in the future."
The Englishman was observing the whole scene. When the two men left, he said to the chief,
"I am so surprised to find these kinds of people on earth, especially in India. How can such saintly people live in India?"
The chief replied,
"It is quite possible. Here people are sincere. They don't know any other way to act. For them, this kind of nobility and sincerity is the only way. What would you have done if this had happened in England?"
"Well, I would have given each of them a smart slap and taken away the old gold coins, saying that they belong to the government, what?
The chief was silent for a moment. Then he asked,
Does the sun shine in England?
Certainly it does.
And do you have a moon?
Certainly.
Do you have stars?
Of course, certainly.
Do you have rain and water?
Certainly, yes.
Do you have animals and birds?
Yes, yes, of course we do.
The chief jumped to his feet.
Now I understand. God has given England the sun, moon, stars, and water. Not for Englishmen, but for the innocent birds and animals that live there. God certainly would not have given the sun, moon, stars, and water to you people.
The Englishman got the point. Dream, you have opened my eyes, but broken my heart. Written by Sri Chinmoy and dramatized by Butsamudra Knox. There was a good and great king whom everybody loved. The king had a son whom the subjects also loved. One day the king had a dream that his son was killed in a battle. So he said,
Because of my dream, I will never allow my son to fight. I shall keep him in the palace. He is now of age. Let me get the most beautiful girl in my kingdom for him to marry.
So the king found the most beautiful girl in his kingdom and asked her to marry the prince. She was so delighted and proud to be asked to marry the prince, and she happily agreed. She and her husband lived in the palace and were very happy together. One day, a subject came to the king, very disturbed.
O king, our village is on the verge of destruction. Everybody is frightened to death. There is a wild boar that is chasing everybody. We cannot go to work. We cannot eat. We cannot do anything because this boar is so destructive. It destroys everything in its way. Please, king, please send your son, our prince, to save us from that boar.
Oh, no, said the king. I can't send my son. I will send the commander of my army to kill the boar. The commander immediately agreed. But the prince said,
No, father. I'm ashamed of myself. Everybody thinks that I am useless. All the subjects see that I do not fight, and that I spend all my time with my wife.
I want to prove that I know archery. I can easily kill the boar.
No, I had a dream that you were killed in battle. I cannot let you go.
It is all your mental hallucination, father. I was not killed.
And anyway, this is not a battle. It is just a wild boar. Easily I can kill it.
But the king would not agree.
Father, if you don't allow me to go, then I will leave the palace for good.
The king became alarmed.
Oh, son, don't do that. Go and kill the boar then.
The prince was about to go when the king stopped him.
Oh, wait, my son. Wait for a few minutes. You know your friend is here visiting. He is the son of another king who was a good friend of mine. I will be happy if this prince goes with you.
I don't need any help. Everybody knows he's a great fighter. But this time I want to prove that I'm also a great fighter.
Since he is your friend, you should take him.
All right. All right, Father. I will take him so that he can see my capacity. I have never proven my capacity.
Yes, yes, son. You go and show your capacity.
So the other prince went with him. When they saw the boar, the prince aimed at it from a distance and shot his arrow, and immediately the boar fell down. The prince ran up to the beast, delighted that he had killed it. His friend, who was watching from far away, was so thrilled that the prince had been successful. But suddenly the friend saw that the boar was moving a little. Oh my God! That means that the boar is still alive. At any moment it may get up and kill my friend. Everybody thinks that my friend has killed it and he has already received all the credit. So if I shoot it again, people will think that I am only fooling around, shooting at a dead boar. So the other prince aimed at the boar from where he was standing. Alas, instead of hitting the boar, the arrow went into his friend and killed him. The prince was horrified.
I am always such a great aim. What have I done?
Many people in the village had observed all this, and they brought the dead prince and the other prince back to the palace. The father began weeping bitterly.
I wanted to avoid this, but I failed. I knew my son was destined to be killed. This prince, his friend, should go free. I am suffering from the loss of my own son. It will serve no purpose to punish the son of my dear friend. My friend's son is also dear to me. It is I who requested him to go, knowing that my own son was not a good fighter and didn't have good aim.
They made a funeral pyre for the dead prince. The father, mother, friends and relatives were crying and weeping, creating a great scene. In a few hours' time, the queen, who had been so beautiful, had become ugly and pale with anxieties, worries, and frustrations about what had happened. She was miserable, and everybody in the whole palace was miserable. Just when the burning flames reached their height, all of a sudden the other prince jumped into the pyre and was quickly burned to death.
Oh, what am I going to tell his father?
The queen replied, what will he say?
His son killed our son. But it was I who sent my friend's son with my son to kill the boar.
The king was silent for a moment.
My dream. My dream. Always believe in dreams. I told my son. Whenever you have a dream, believe it. The dream warned me. But I did not pay attention to my dream. That is why today I have lost my only son and also my friend's son, who were dearer than the dearest to me. The dream warned me that I should be careful. But my son did not believe in it, and I did not heed it. Oh, dream, dream, you have opened my eyes, but broken my heart.
Thank you for listening to Inspiration Sounds. This has been episode 49. I hope you enjoyed it. Well, as we've just finished episode 49, that can only mean that next week will be episode 50. Which is quite a milestone. I'm not 50 years old, but Inspiration Sounds definitely is getting older. It's growing. My thanks to the team, John, Kamala Kanta, and Shumangali, as always, for putting this package together for everyone to enjoy. Hope you have a great week, everyone, and that you enjoy life to its fullest. Join me next time, next week, for episode 50. I can't promise you anything, but it's bound to be good. Join me then. I'm Budsamudra. Take care. Bye-bye.